Morning Edition. Hi, I'm George Prentice. It is a given that the voice and style of Patsy Cline was among the very best. It is also fair to say that she quickly became a legend. She did leave this world too soon. She was only 30 when she was killed in a plane crash. Walking After Midnight, I Fall to Pieces, Crazy. They're certainly more than just part of the American songbook. They're a little bit of who we are. She was the first female to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. She performed everywhere from Carnegie Hall to the Grand Ole Opry. And here comes the program, the show, Always Patsy Cline, a theatrical event about Patsy Cline and her close friendship with Louise Seeger. Christina Rose Hall is here, and she has toured in the National Company of Les Miserables, and her theatrical resume includes the classics Wonderful Town, Kinky Boots, The Little Mermaid, Sweeney Todd, so much more. And now this is her first season with the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to make sure I get this right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you say on social media, dear everyone, my first name has an A on the end of it. It has three syllables, the last of which is pronounced like Miss Ritchie, as in Christina Ritchie, Miss Applegate, as in Christina, or Miss Aguilera. Christina.
That's the one.
Has that been an issue?
My whole life,
really?
You know, and
okay.
No shade to anybody, because there's so many of us around my age who are named Christina, Christine, Kristen,
yeah.
Kirsten,
uh-huh.
Christian, my little brother's name.
Oh,
so I have sympathy for it, but it also is, you know, my brand as an actor. So
getting that last little letter
in there matters. Yeah.
I see a lot of your work in and around Chicago, but where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Houston area in Texas.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Was this always your dream? Were you always going to do this?
Yes. Yeah, I really wish I, you know, I consider myself a creative, but in this mm-hmm. way, I have not been creative at all. I've wanted to be a performer, a singer since I was two or three. I started singing before I really regularly spoke. So it's kind of always been there, that drive and just desire to share with people and delight people. And, you know, I got the bug early. She just keeps, you know, itch I got to keep scratching.
Yeah. Let's talk about Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your first relationship with this production.
This is actually my fourth time. So
the fourth
three
time.
Other occasions.
Oh, my goodness. Do you grow into Patsy Cline?
Yeah. I mean, something that is really remarkable about Patsy in general is like the emotional availability in her voice. She taps into something.
Yeah.
Really special and haunting, and it just touches people in a way. And she died so young at 30 years old. You know, I started playing the part at that age.
Wow.
And, you know, now more than a decade later, the amount of living I have done and life experience, particularly heartbreak, that has, I would say, like, enriched my overall human experience, I think has actually opened up a lot more in terms of the storytelling I feel able to tell, the heartbreak that I'm trying to convey. Like, I actually really know what that feels like now in life. And so.
Personal and professional?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wow. And so it is amazing that these particular songs were a reflection of her life. And I think, if I remember right, I think someone asked her about how she sings or what she sings. And I think she once said that I sing what's inside me or what I'm feeling. When I hear Crazy, I mean, it's like, who doesn't go there?
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
I mean, there is nobody who I've ever heard, and I grew up in the 90s where this is a big thing in vocalizing, but like nobody can work a vocal break like Patsy Cline. I mean, she just knows how to make it. That vocal break will break your heart. It's really incredible.
What in the world did I do?
You know, I do feel in this production, especially having done the show so many times now, that I really have kind of allowed myself to surrender thinking about that. I do think I've just sort of been able to find it in my body, and I just kind of drop into it. Mm. And so I do very much try to honor her vocal mannerisms. Mm-hmm. I very much try to honor the spirit of her being someone who, while she made it in country music, she really is like the original crossover star, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like as long as I'm tapping into the roots of country music, which I have, you know, mm-hmm. in my background, just growing up in the South, you know, I try to honor that and just really try to, like, you know, there are tones that people are looking for. There are sounds, you know. Luckily, she does have more of like a classical kind of croonery sound. And as someone who grew up listening to her and Judy Garland a lot, there's actually a lot of vocal space that is similar.
Right.
So, yeah, just accessing that sort of back of the mouth vocal chambers.
For trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying.
When are you Christina, and when are you Christina Rose?
Ah, my middle name that I never had in my name professionally up until I went through some pretty tremendous hardship. I had always thought of it in a wonderful way of like this homage to my great-grandmother, Mama Rosa, mm-hmm. my niece, her middle name is Rose, my dear friend named her child. I just have loved like the blooming thought of it, but when coming out of some tremendous hardship, I actually started to hear it differently, as though like Christina rose up. Christina got back up. And so I put Rose in my professional name as a way to forever imbue myself in a dust yourself off, girl. Get back up. Get back out there.
Yeah, that's working.
Thank you.
Okay. I am so glad I asked. She is Christina Rose Hall, and the show is always Patsy Cline, and at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival until the end of September, specifically September 29th. Thank you so very much, and all the best to you and to your co-star, and safe journey.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Then my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying.
On a Monday, it's Morning Edition, and you're listening to Boise State Public Radio. We are Idaho's NPR news station.